WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When it was released in the United Kingdom this spring, the single Crazy by Gnarls Barkley became the first single to top the pop charts in Britain based on download sales alone. Crazy is from the album St. Elsewhere. The album was released May 1st in the UK and on Tuesday in the US. Gnarls Barkley is not a person, but the fictional combined persona of two Americans, producer and DJ Danger Mouse and rapper and songwriter CeeLo. A decade ago, as the key rapper with Atlanta's Goody Mob, CeeLo helped develop the down-to-earth style known as Dirty South. Danger Mouse became notorious for the Grey album, a mashup which combined the music of the Beatles' White album with raps from Jay-Z's The Black album. Critic Milo Miles has a review of their Gnarls Barkley collaboration.
Gnarls Barkley's St. Elsewhere album begins and ends with the sound of film running through a projector. So it's meant to be a movie for the years. And if so, it's an old-fashioned higgledy-piggledy Saturday matinee, with some cheapo horror and sci-fi mixed with outrageous slapstick and cartoons, and a load of sly fun. 3 years ago, CeeLo and Danger Mouse began to informally exchange tapes and build songs in an attempt to surprise and outdo each other. The result has now come out as Gnarls Barkley's St. Elsewhere. CeeLo and Danger Mouse have put out website stories trying to make Gnarls Barkley into some sort of crazy recluse. Don't even think of the NBA. But this is a case of artistic collaboration, intended to break molds and defeat expectations. It works because this is an inspired meeting of a mouth and a mind. CeeLo and Danger Mouse are a pair who have always been captivated by rock guitar, blues licks, and the anything-goes funk soul cavalcades associated with Prince, and before that, Parliament Funkadelic, and before that, Sly Stone. CeeLo also reminds me of another R&B eccentric called Swamp Dog, who made looking into his own head as lively and thrilling as prowling the streets. Typical is the breakout single, Crazy. Elsewhere, CeeLo touches on suicidal depression in Just a Thought, and fragmentary personality in Transformer and Who Cares. He also gets into, well, sex after death in Necromancer, but that's a pretty ridiculous track. It's also one of the few where he almost raps. Chance the lyrics is more like it. Mostly he delivers regular vocals. CeeLo has described himself not as a singer, but a sanger with an A, which means he makes up for his lack of range with personality and good humor. It's good that CeeLo takes pride in his common touch. Not so good that all his albums have duff moments, like here the undanceable dance anthem, The Last Time. Much smarter is his cover of the Violent Femmes' Gone Daddy Gone, where he can make his chance hit home and quote Muddy Waters in the same song.
And I can tell by the way that you switch and walk, and I can see by the way that you maybe talk, and I can know by the way that you treat your man. I can love you, baby. Tell it's a crime.
Gone Daddy Gone was Danger Mouse's idea, since he came up with all the music. He said he was trying to create a partly sampled and partly live modern psychedelic melange. Whatever he calls the music on St. Elsewhere, it's inventive, restless, headlong, expressive, and often droll. On the throwaway tracks of CeeLo's solo albums, the music marked time until he returned to something more substantial. On St. Elsewhere, the Danger Mouse background can carry the scene while CeeLo goofs around, as on Feng Shui.
In this house, the decor is the object is obscure. It's clearly the theory of less is more. A plant of pet books on a shelf and a frame on the wall where you can picture yourself. And you're welcome to stay, but even your company must complement the feng shui. Even down to what I have on, made you wonder to what extent I have gone. Tailored the tape and contours of the curve, demanded the attention that it does deserve. Fabrics for the forecast of the day, I admit it, everything is fitted to fall in feng shui. More importantly, the way that I move.
Does Gnarls Barkley have a second act? CeeLo and Danger Mouse are playing live dates this summer, but exactly how well they come across on stage doesn't matter as much in this age of phantom superstars. And Danger Mouse is an expert with unreality. Last year he helped tweak the return of Gorillaz, a band who only exist as cartoons, and they've been on the Billboard charts for nearly a year and sold 2 million copies. So Gnarls Barkley may yet end up in the virtual Hall of Fame.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed St. Elsewhere by Gnarls Barkley.